Step away from the noise of social media and mainstream news. On Watch in Washington is your place to hear directly from leaders and difference makers in our nation about the issues that face us as believers, families, voters, and people of prayer. Join us for the next 15 to 25 minutes and be inspired, challenged, and encouraged. It's time to fuel up so we can pray and change our nation. And yes, we always pray together.
So right now I'm going to introduce a journalist who is an award-winning journalist, worked as a journalist for 20 years until one day she was at her church distributing some petitions, and she will share with us more. Mm-hmm. And the petitions were to be able to create in her hometown a sanctuary city for life. Well, the station that she worked for, of course, found out, and she was released from her mm-hmm. place of work. It's just shocking how you're not even safe inside your church.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Your voice is squelched.
Yeah. You don't mm-hmm. have a voice inside mm-hmm. your church. So Melanie, please join us and share with us what has transpired and where the Lord is leading you now.
Melanie, thank you so much for joining us, by the way.
Thank you so much, Chris and Camille. I have to tell you, I have to just come down a little bit. The sounds of the voices praying all together, I think, you know, God must, this is just music to his ears. I mean, just, I'm still overwhelmed with the Holy Spirit from that. So thank you for that.
You know, a lot of people even say that when they join our calls, when we're praying live, when they watch it, especially live, but even the recorded versions and on our podcasts, they feel the Spirit of the Lord lingering. And so we just, you know, it's the power of when we're all joining together praying. So that's why we love our guests to be on live, so you can experience that. But, you know, as Camille mentioned, what a world we live in when speaking for life in your own church is grounds for dismissal from your job. Tell us briefly, backing up a little bit, you were in broadcast journalism, which many of us know these days is not necessarily a hotbed for valuing a variety of viewpoints. What have you found through your experience in broadcast journalism as the climate for pro-life Christians?
I think it's okay if you talk about what's not okay, but if you talk about what we would, you know, believe maybe as Christians, if you talk about that, then you're being a hater or somehow spewing something that shouldn't be on broadcast journalism. I mean, I know in my small community, I know my viewers are a high percentage of them are conservative. So, you know, I feel like if I did, you just have to really walk a narrow line. Because if I, in a conservative part of the country, if you do too much of that content that we have available to us, then you'll be attacked for being too left-winged. But if you try to do what you think is right, or say anything too far the other side, then you have your employer angry. So it's just, you know, it's that terrifying line that you have to walk.
Melanie, I worked as a journalist myself, so I know where you're coming from. I work for Gannett Newspapers. But one of the things I've been reading a lot about that day when you received the notice from them, can you take us back and tell us a little bit of how that transpired?
I think the most frustrating thing about that is I had been covering these stories for over a year, you know, some of them for close to 2 years. Sanctuary Cities for the Unborn, Hay Center, Nebraska was the first community in Nebraska to become a sanctuary city for the unborn. I covered those stories, you know, I did all those things up until over a week after I was fired. All those stories, 18 of them in total, stayed on all of the platforms that they were written for. And then about a week and a half, you know, after I was fired, all those stories came down. I was clearly unbiased in my reporting, covering both sides of the topics, just giving facts of what was happening, what I was doing in my own church, what I was doing in Curtis, Nebraska, which incidentally does not even get programming from the station because it's 45 miles away. And we don't get that programming there. What I was doing in the privacy of my church, where I was baptized 50 years ago as an infant. People know how I believe. People know what I, you know, feel and who is my God. You know, these things aren't a secret. And doing those things, I was called when that article, someone from my community or someone from somewhere, I'm not sure, wrote to Omaha to a reporter, reached out to a reporter, or somehow got into contact with a reporter in Omaha. The Flatwater Free Press, that is actually, if you look into some of their sponsors, some of their funding, very Planned Parenthood types, women, you know, those kind of things. And they wrote a story on me, and that article came out that morning on Friday, September 30th. And by 6 o'clock that evening, without even so much as a conversation, my employers from Lincoln, Nebraska, came to North Platte and said I was no longer with the company. It was my day off. I had taken the day off because I spent, you know, a lot of time working several shifts throughout the week because we're shorthanded. And so they had called me and said, can you come in? We have something important to talk to you about. I did. I got my kids settled. I drove the 45 miles to North Platte, sat down, waited, had a conversation about the weather and my, you know, and then they handed me an envelope and said, because you were practicing partisan politics, then we can no longer keep you as an employee.
So that's interesting, Melanie, because I'm sure that people who are promoting Planned Parenthood activities would not be seen probably in the same light. And, we know that your story is not an anomaly. If you have a certain view on life and other biblical issues, you are, it's political when you mention it, but when other people do mention the other side, it's just freedom or, you know, healthcare and that kind of thing. We're living in a day where people who are living out their faith are being persecuted, doxxed, fired for their beliefs. And we're really at a crossroads in our nation. And, in the shadow of the elections coming up, which, you know, there's always in the next election, but as we look at who we will be supporting, we need to ask ourselves, who are we supporting? Are we supporting candidates that will vote for religious freedom, that will protect our religious freedom? Or are we sitting it out and letting people who are radical and will only allow radical views to gain further power? So as this has happened to you, do you have a special message on what you feel is at stake as we look at here coming up on Tuesday's elections?
I think it's a pretty simple formula. I think it's pretty easy to identify the person who cares for everyone as someone who values life at conception. We know that life begins at conception, and if you care for the least of us, then certainly you would care for everyone. And I won't vote for somebody unless they are pro-life, because it says everything else. I mean, it just does to me.
You know, incidentally, I know this was not on our schedule list of questions, but we've had Mark Lee Dixon on multiple times, and the work that he does in sanctuary cities, we know, gets a lot of backlash. So you can't help but know and wonder, you know, the spiritual pushback that you get when he comes into a city or people invite him in to get their city to become a sanctuary city for the unborn. It's one of the ways that, you know, they're using to get localities to take ownership of what they'll allow in their town. And so as you were doing that, you were, you know, now being stopped and persecuted and fired. It's, you know, they're squelching our voices.
Well, they're saying I'm creating division in our small town. And they're, I mean, what I've learned, and call me naive, but what I've learned is that when they don't have a solid argument, they resort to bullying and name calling and tearing us down as human beings and tearing Mark down. Mark Lee, he has been called all sorts of things on my personal social media page, on my media page that I have now. You know, I am so proud of him for, you know, fighting the fight. And he is definitely an inspiration to me and to other people who go up against these bullies. And I don't want to use that word, but that's what it feels like. Because we have a voice for the unborn. How does that make us, you know, the things they're calling us? It's just, it's really, we have compassion. It's time for Christians to stand up, stand together, have a voice and say enough. I mean, it just really is.
I was just going to ask you that. What would you like your listeners, your viewers to know about this, about what you've gone through? What is the messaging? And you just said it. And you just answered.
Exactly. Is there anything else to the story that you would want people to know that maybe hasn't been reported, that you have an opportunity to either set straight or to be able to speak into that?
The only thing that I could really say is I'm not sure what I'm going to do in the near future. I'm going to wait actually until after the election season to kind of see where things land. But I just think that, I mean, because if things don't go the way that we hope they do, there might be a cause for me to need to fight in a different way than if they do. I never had this huge plan to be, you know, like this face for the, you know, for the pro-life cause. But I feel like that God puts us where he needs us. I mean, he doesn't need me, but he certainly, I want him to use me in whatever way I can for not just the pro-life cause, but just for anything that God scripturally wants for his people.
Well, you mentioned that how the prayers now has impacted you and hearing those. Overall, I'm sure you got a groundswell of people supporting you. How has prayer, either personally or the prayers of others, impacted you and helped you in this time?
Prayer is, like I said, when I was listening to the prayers on your issue here, the Holy Spirit, I mean, it's just overwhelmingly. Anytime I get scared, anytime I get worried about the future, even however the elections go, I know that God ultimately is in charge. And even through persecution and all of the things that we may or may not have to deal with in our lifetimes, the sadness, so many people are like, there can't be a God. Why would he make us go through this? But God calls us to draw closer to him through these things. And I just think that, sorry, I have a fly. So I prayer is just, it is our, it's a free gift from God. It's his grace to be able to speak to our creator. And so, yes, prayer has, and I am surprised, not surprised. I am comforted by the outpouring of support from folks like you, other people that have reached out to me. I have received letters and phone calls and texts and emails from people saying, we're praying for you. Prayer is very powerful. And I thank you for what you're doing.
So tell us first, how else can we pray for you? What are there specific things that we can turn our prayer warriors loose on that issue?
So I certainly have been telling folks that ask me that question. Help me, if you could pray for clarity for me to know exactly what God wants from me as his what I can do for God. I just need clarity to make sure that I'm making I haven't made another step, because I don't know what that step's supposed to be. So clarity would be my request.
So let's pray for you now as well. Father God, we thank you for this woman of faith, this woman of substance who has drawn a line in the sand and said, I'm not going to compromise what I believe the word says on life and other biblical issues. Father God, you've placed her at this time and this date and this place for to fulfill the purpose that you have for this nation. And she's a part of it. So Father God, I pray that you would give her clarity on what the next steps are. Lord, we know that that you have a great vision for each of us. And we all have a purpose that you're calling us to as part of the greater plans you have for our nation, our states, our communities. And so Father God, we pray that you would release kingdom values, kingdom direction for Cheryl, or I'm sorry, for Melanie, that you would give her the wisdom to know what you're calling her to, that you would protect her and her family in this time. Lord, we pray that what the enemy meant for harm, that you would turn around and elevate her for good, that her heart that seeks only to stand for your values, Lord, that she would be given a bigger platform and she'd be able to be more impactful at this time even than she was before. Father God, we thank you for the body of believers who are coming alongside her as a sister in Christ, and we're praying for her, encouraging her, and seeking to stand with her during this time. Father God, it's not an easy time in some ways to be a believer in our nation. And even though we haven't experienced what our brothers and sisters in China and other places have experienced, Lord, we can feel it tightening in our own country. And it would be, we're approaching a time where things could turn on a dime. So Father, we're coming to you on behalf of religious freedom, on behalf of your purposes for our nation, on behalf of Melanie and all that she is standing for, Lord. And we ask you to move in a mighty way, in a miraculous way. And we pray that you would give us direction as your army, Lord, at this time. We thank you for how you're always with us. It's in your name we pray, Father. Amen.
Amen.
And Melanie, we're so grateful to have you with us and to join. Please update us. Shoot us a text, an email. Let us know how things are going after the election. We'd love to have you back to give us an update and to also let those who've been praying for you know kind of where God's taken you. You've got a whole army. Any last words?
Oh, just thank you so much. Every prayer is so appreciated. Thank you so much to both of you and to everyone who prayed for me. Thank you. Thank
you. Thanks, Melanie. God bless. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for joining us on Intercessors for America's On Watch in Washington. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. And share the word. We bet you have a praying friend who would love to listen to. Visit ifapray.org to access our library of free content, including prayer guides, special intel reports, articles, news, and items for action. We're glad you're a part of the IFA community.